The leaders of three Southern Humboldt volunteer fire departments were at the December 17th Board of Supervisors meeting to detail how Measure Z funding has boosted their response capabilities. The Miranda, Salmon Creek, and Petrolia departments now have new fire trucks thanks to Measure Z public safety tax funding. Measure Z was approved by voters about 10 years ago to fund public safety-related services, contributions to local fire departments, administrated through the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association, are a key element. Salmon Creek Department Chief Dan Grebe described the new Type 6 trucks as quick attack engines designed for wildland use, and he credited the community for supporting firefighting and emergency response.
They're very useful in the rural areas that we live, and our goal in our little fire departments is to get to fires and medicals quickly and be able to at least slow it down or stop it before it becomes something big. And so these fire engines that we received are exactly perfect for that role that we have and that, you know, we need. So very thankful for receiving that. And also, you know, the other Measure Z things that we've received over the years, personal protective equipment for our firefighters and things like that, are just invaluable. And on that note, I just read, I think, where volunteer fire departments basically survive, they say normally in the country today, $80,000 to $100,000 budget is for a normal volunteer fire department. Well, I can guarantee you that our three departments right here aren't even close to that. So we rely on bake sales and donations from our communities, and our communities are very supportive of us. So we're very thankful to be able to receive equipment like this to help with our mission.
Miranda Fire Chief Andre Steinle described how his department's new truck and Measure Z in general boost response efforts.
This new Type 6 will be an amazing asset for responding to calls for Miranda Fire, to all in-district, out-of-district, mutual aid, state park, BLM, Caltrans, SRA, CHP, sheriff, and other non-district responses, as well as being able to join OES strike teams in the future and help a greater area. Miranda Fire did not have a Type 6 engine for years previous to this Measure Z funded engine, and we encourage the board to keep approving funding for assets like these for our local volunteer fire departments. Miranda Fire runs on $20,000 budget a year from our district. This barely pays our bills and many years running in the deficit. With operational compliant costs and needs rising, things like fuel, PG&E, insurance, and other department needs keep us running but are also costing more. Like other local volunteer fire departments, Measure Z funded PPE gear and department needs has been instrumental to keeping us safe and to maintain operational capacity.
The effects of Measure Z funding were noted in this exchange between Petrolia Fire Chief Chris Gilda and Board Chair Rex Bone.
Apparatus grants are the most competitive grants that are out there. And for ultra-rural departments like all of ours, we just don't have the call volume, don't have the population to compete in those. And so the Measure Z funding is crucial. And three down, 37 to go. More departments who could really use these apparatus. So once again, thank you. Very much appreciated.
12 years later or so, it's still nice to see Measure Z is working.
Yeah.
Not to the level it was, but it is working. I know the difference it made when you got air packs, the PPE equipment, so you could go out and help on a bigger scale and have the equipment available if you wanted to help out in these local fire department fires out in the Heatherlands.
Southern Humboldt Supervisor Michelle Bushnell said she has 18 local departments in her district and said emergency response is a, quote, heavy lift for them, and added, quote, our local people just go out and do what has to be done, so I appreciate their commitment to the community. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.